All right, it's GBD, Wombat, and Shipwreck here at E3. It's day three. The show is over, and we're relaxing at our fabulous hotel, ready to talk about all the things that we saw today. And the first appointment we had was with Activision, where we saw...
Skylanders? Swap Force?
Yes, we saw Skylanders Swap Force. It actually looks really good. It's running on a new engine. There's a lot more detail in the characters on screen, and the backgrounds even look a little different. So it's actually kind of cool. And we saw how the Swap Force mechanic works, which probably works exactly as the name implies, where you could take a character and essentially break it in half. There's a magnet in the middle, which keeps them together, and you can make a new Skylander with two pieces. So it was kind of cool.
I'm pretty sure the official company line is to not use the word break it in half.
But it's accurate.
Right. Separate.
Separate. Maybe. Yeah, that's a good word.
Buy and separate. Mm-hmm. Buy and combine. So that's looking good. Okay.
Yeah, it was looking good. And we got our limited edition.
$500 Skylanders.
Right.
That's ridiculous. I mean, who would pay $500 for that? A lot of people are paying for it.
I think they're down to like, they're in the hundreds now.
Oh,
like
okay.
The lower hundreds.
Okay, there goes early retirement. While you guys were seeing Skylanders, I went to the Call of Duty Ghosts Super Theater, which was the nicest theater that I've ever been at an E3 ever. They had full-on stadium seating, movie theater seats, but better than any theater that I've ever been. It's like the cushioned leather chair, like all the way up to your head, with like giant subwoofers underneath the riser. So they were showing gameplay from Call of Duty Ghosts. They were showing how you can control the dog, you know, but you know, yeah. Dog's a big part of the game. So you can, you have a pad and you can control the dog with like an iPad. Cause it's got, the way they explain it is he's wearing a collar. And when you send him the signals through the collar, he can, it's like vibrations and you've trained him to, to know like a vibration on the whatever a certain vibration means to kill that guy, and that's what he does. He literally, you send him after enemy guys, and he rips out their throat.
And then at the end of the game, he dies, and it's very sad.
Right, definitely.
There's no way that dog makes it through the whole game.
Right, but it did. It looked very good. Visually, it's taken a big jump up. Like it's not. It was never that series. Never really known for its graphics, but now it's. It's competitive with like the better looking games out there. They showed an underwater scene where you're actually doing like frogmen shit and you're shooting other dudes underwater with a real underwater gun that really exists, apparently. Mm. And it looked really cool and definitely best basin show. Microsoft lost the title from their press conference. They had the best basin show. You could your whole body just vibrated the whole time. So then we saw Destiny.
Yes.
Afterwards. And what'd you think of that?
I really like Destiny. I think it looks great. I'm looking forward to, when is it coming out? Next year?
Right.
Yeah. Which is kind of a shame. So it's the best game I saw that doesn't come out this year. It does remind me a lot of Halo, which I don't just think is a shock because it is Bungie. Like when the character's holding the guns, even the ammo count is in a little digital box with the number on it. But there's a whole lot of, you know, there's a Borderlands feel to it also where you're collecting loot. And then there's these real-time events where you're playing the game by yourself. And the next thing you know, you hit a point where there's a whole bunch of people attacking.
Just an area, like,
yeah.
Exploring.
Yeah, exactly. Where there's a whole bunch of people attacking. There are real other people attacking a giant thing. Cheapy said it's a lot like Monster Hunter. I don't know. I'm not a Monster Hunter person.
I'm not either. But that's the vibe it gives off that you're working with other players to attack a giant bad guy. And that's what they had like a drop ship come down and drop, you know, some giant bad guys. And then when you kill the giant bad guy, you get the loot.
Exactly. So, which is, it's like this weird combination of Halo meets Monster Hunter meets Borderlands.
And it looks really good, though. The graphics look amazing.
It's the first next-gen game that looks next-gen to me.
Right. It looks real. Everything looked really smooth. I don't know, if, like, through net code if it's going to look like that, but it looked very impressive, and they're going to sell a lot. I don't know. That's going to be a big surprise to anybody. Okay, so that was the end of Activision, right? You saw something else?
Well, we all three at different points played. I played Diablo 3 on the console with both of you at different points today.
I guess you liked it.
I do like it. It plays better than it does on the PC. Like, it's meant, it feels like it's meant to be a console game. I mean, the way you can dodge out of the way with the right analog stick and move your character with the left, and it has all your powers mapped to just all the different.
Did you finish it?
No, PC? I never finished it on the PC.
But it is very tedious with all the PC controls. Like, you're working so hard to do everything, and everything's. It's a million keys, and this, yeah, it just seems like it was made for the controller.
Almost. Yeah, and you can, like, quick cycle through the stuff you pick up, too, with the D-pad to see if it, and it just pops up on the screen. So you don't have to go to a menu to see if it's better than what you're currently using.
Well, right. It has a system when you're scrolling with the D-pad where, and this is during gameplay, you don't have to leave gameplay to do this, where it'll tell you the name of the item and the major stats and with three arrows, and the arrows are either red or green, and if they're red, it's worse than what you're carrying, and if it's green, it's better than what you're carrying. And it makes it real easy to just kind of swap in your new stuff on the fly.
It's way less tedious than playing on PC, but it doesn't look as good. But
no, but it looks fine, and it's co-op on couch co-op where it's not split screen though. You're all sharing the same screen,
right?
And you can't like it's not it doesn't have the Lego thing that I don't like. Like where,
I don't like that either.
Where the screen all of a sudden, like you get too far apart and it splits apart. This, if you get too far apart, it just...
Zooms out.
Right? No, it's just like you have that much room to move apart.
Oh. It just stops, like it, you
hit a
wall.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
So then you have to get back together.
Gotcha. Which but it's supposed to zoom in, I think, the closer
might,
you are.
It might zoom in and out a little bit, but we tried to like see what happened when we made our characters go apart.
Right.
And it's how I like it, where
gotcha.
You just have to stay together.
Okay.
And then after that, we started checking my Twitter.
We had lunch.
We went to a taco truck.
Yes, I had a delicious chicken salad. Shipwreck had the steak salad, and Wombat had two tacos. But too much food. Why is there so like? It defeats the purpose of eating a salad if the salad weighs 14 pounds.
My tacos were just the right size.
Those were small.
Those
were like a normal person should eat, even a little on the small side.
Yes.
But the salad, like, just to feel the weight of it. And same thing with the wrap that I got the other day. I mean, I can't. It's like 4 pounds of food.
You're just ordering big items for some
reason. A salad, a wrap, a chicken wrap? Why would that? If I hit you in the head with that chicken wrap, you would be fucking pissed. Like, you would be hurt. You'd have a concussion.
If it was small, I'd probably still be pissed.
But you'd have a concussion. You'd be pissed and have a concussion.
That's different.
Right, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't be happy if I threw a chicken wrap at you.
I did play some stuff while you guys were in Destiny.
Oh, okay.
I tried out the Sonic Lost World.
I played that game, too.
The new Wii U exclusive. That is a good Sonic game. It, like, it feels right. It is actually interesting, like, because it's got like a Super Mario Galaxy almost style of levels to it. So, yeah, Wii owners, there's a Sonic game that doesn't suck coming. And then I also played the Mickey Mouse Castle of Illusion. I played that on PS3.
Right.
And that's not, I thought that was just going to be like an HD update of the old Genesis game, but it's just kind of a new game that just is kind of loosely based off of the old game. It seemed all right. I mean, you were collecting diamonds and doing some platforming stuff. What I've noticed is that people are terrible at platforming games.
They may not be used to them anymore.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Like, because I'll sit there and watch and wait my turn, and the people are just dying over and over again and just falling off and, like, just, like, running into the enemies.
They were probably nervous. They knew you were watching. They knew that you were good. And they just choked.
Yeah, so it makes me worried, like, there was something wrong with the games, but both of them controlled fine. Right. So. Then we went to EA after lunch.
Right.
And first thing we saw, Wombat and I saw Plants vs. Zombies Modern, or Garden Warfare.
Okay, what'd you think of that?
It's cute. It has potential. I don't know if it's really for me.
Did you finish the first one? Or play it at all?
Yeah, I played Plants vs. Zombies.
Did you finish it?
No.
Shipwreck finished it probably like three times over.
Oh, I finished on a lot of. This isn't Plants vs. Zombie, though. This is a new
game.
It's
a shooter.
This is a third person shooter.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, where you play as the plants, and it's a wave based zombie shooter. But you can, like, you can also plant plants in, like, pots that are around the level to, like, set up turrets, basically.
I see. It's a third-person action?
Third-person action
strategy, shooter. Like tower defense? Like from
wave that defense, yeah. There's a certain part of the level that you have to protect.
Okay.
So all the different zombies come in. It's very colorful. It's going to be for next-gen platforms.
Oh.
It's very crisp-looking. Cool. It looks cool.
Excellent. While you were doing that... Oh, we went to Need for Speed together, Speed Rivals, which is not being made by Criterion... It's being made by some, where would they say they were? The guy was? Stockholm, I want to say?
He was, where's DICE? Sweden.
Sweden, right. But the guy giving the presentation actually said that he had worked on Most Wanted and he must have worked for Criterion before because he worked on the last two games. It's the cops versus robbers again. They took that out for Most Wanted, so you can be the cops this time again. And they're trying to do like the same thing that Bungie's trying to do with... Destiny, where you're always online and you can just jump into like a pursuit, like a hot pursuit, I think, right? Did I get that right?
Right, like your friends' games, you can drop in. I'm guessing you'll be able to change it to like say whether you just want your friends to jump in.
Right, I think so.
Because it better not be with just complete strangers all the time. Or that's going to get
I'm sure you really get a annoying. Choice. I mean, most games give you a choice.
I don't know if Destiny's going to give you that choice. I think that's the whole point where it's almost like an MMO.
That's a different kind of game, though, I guess. A little bit different.
I played more Disney Infinity when you guys were looking at Need for Speed.
Right. But Need for Speed is looking really good. It's looking like what Most Wanted looks like on a high-end PC now. Is it coming out next? They said next year, right? Or this year, maybe. It must be this year.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
We get so much information.
That was on PS4 was playing on? Yeah,
I guess. You were playing that on PS4.
Yeah, the controller's so much better, by the way. PlayStation. Don't you agree? Like, just the longer handles make a huge difference.
It's heftier. Like, it just feels...
Better. Everything about it is better.
The sticks aren't as loose. The...
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah, right. There's more resistance, maybe.
More resistance on
but
the sticks.
But Need for Speed is looking really good. I wouldn't be worried about that. I think people said no Criterion. Like, forget it. I'm out. But it's looking like it could be pretty good. So don't count it out yet, I would say.
The thing that was weird to me, though, was, like, people... Like, you'd be chasing somebody. And I guess... You were only playing as the cops, so it was hard to see what the racers' objectives were. Because the racers would all of a sudden just turn around and start driving the other direction while you were chasing them.
Maybe they want to be in a pursuit, but get one of the goals to be in a pursuit for a certain amount of time and get away.
Right.
They probably get points for doing that.
Yeah, that was the only thing that was confusing to me.
That must
be
it.
Because it was like people were just like racing around in circles.
Waiting for the cops. But it's always fun driving a Pagini in a Pagini cop car.
Wombat and I checked out Titanfall.
Oh, right.
Basically the same thing they showed in the Xbox. That was on the Xbox, yes. Yeah, that was in the Xbox press conference.
Right, timed exclusive.
Right. Well, they haven't even said it's a timed exclusive.
Right, yet, I'm
pretty sure. Yeah, pretty sure. It looks... That's another game that looks like a next-gen game. Like, you can clearly look at it and go, okay, that's next-gen. Even though they're putting out a 360 version of it, that 360 version is not going to look anything like what is being shown.
One's going to be 720p, one's going to be 1080p. That's going to be one difference.
That's one difference.
One of many.
One of many. The thing about that game is I'm not quite sure what all is going to be in the game because it's still, they're just showing the multiplayer kind of base defense or base capture modes. And so I like the way the traversal works with the running and jumping and... It seems like you have a lot of options to get around the level, and you, of course, the mechs and everything. But if at the end of the day, it's just shooting people in the face, Call of Duty style, because it definitely still feels it's got the Call of Duty pacing to it.
Mm.
So,
what do you think, Wombat? Since you saw Destiny, also, what do you think? Because the games are like a little similar, maybe, but
they aren't. They aren't similar at all.
They don't have a similar look at all.
No, not even a little bit.
Okay,
there's nothing similar about them. They're very different. One is. You know, the Destiny game reminds me more, well, actually, you know, with Halo, with the wave-based multiplayer in Halo, where you're not, it's not frenetic. It's not running into the fray and jumping around and shooting things and running and that kind of, that Call of Duty multiplayer style, where what they showed of Titanfall, that's it, right? Yeah, it was, you know, a player versus player Call of Duty style multiplayer where there's just a lot. It's a little too frenetic for me. I don't like that kind of
Right, you prefer that something more like Destiny, I would think, where there's an adventure aspect. They were sort of promoting the adventure aspects, the customization aspects, things that, like the Skyrim aspects.
Exactly, and this was more of a, here you go, go and shoot.
Call of Duty.
Yeah.
It's the new Call of Duty. We're the Call of Duty killer. We got giant mechs.
It's Call of Duty with mechs. That's what that is.
Okay. I got a ride in Michael Patrick's Porsche. It was pretty awesome.
We then went to Bethesda.
Best Porsche and show. Yeah, and then we went to Bethesda.
Yeah, Chibi and I went and played some of Wolfenstein. Seemed okay. It was a first-person shooter. It has some interesting like weapons and everything. Feels a little dated. I mean, especially coming off of looking at
the next-gen stuff.
Next-gen stuff.
Playing like Metro on PC.
Right. I don't know. It's Wolfenstein.
Right.
It almost needs to be a little bit dated, I think, to still qualify as Wolfenstein.
Right.
Like, that is part of the
mythos. But like, the last one wasn't... It was, like, pretty much considered cutting edge, like, I think, graphically. Like, at least the PC one.
Yeah. Did the playable demo... Because I didn't do the playable demo. I went to the theater while you guys were doing that. Did it have that scene on the train with the Nazi woman and her boyfriend?
No, there was no scene.
Oh, okay. Now we had to watch this cut scene with this older Nazi general lady and her younger creepy boyfriend named Booby. And it was just weird. So.
I might like that, though. I like that Wolfenstein is kind of weird.
Yeah, no,
it wasn't we never figured out who was making it.
It was a new company who had employees from, oh gosh.
They all had accents.
They used to work... I'm going to come up with it in a second.
Okay. We'll get back to you on that.
While you guys are doing that, I got to see the demo of The Evil Within.
Oh. Starbreeze.
Starbreeze,
guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Evil Within is from, what's his name? Shinji Takame?
Sounds like a Japanese guy.
Yeah, he made Resident Evil 4.
Okay.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Just say that.
Yeah, guy who made Resident Evil 4 is making this game for Bethesda. It is sufficiently creepy. The whole point of the game was to make this game scary.
Right.
It's at one point they show you hanging upside down where your feet are bound and you're swinging back and forth. And this guy that almost looks like a Leatherface is coming in and he takes a guy with a butcher's knife and he cuts a dude in half right next to you. And he takes that top of a torso to a butcher's table and you can watch him chopping the dude while you're swinging back and forth in this grainy, dark, gross, dripping sounds going on.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty gross.
It is gross. And then you have to escape and you're limping and this guy's chasing you with a... Now all of a sudden he has a chainsaw. So you have a guy with a chainsaw chasing you while you're limping and just lots of blood, and at one point you open a door and it's like The Shining with the blood coming out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Creepy. Sufficiently creepy.
It is sufficiently creepy.
Is that next gen?
I don't think so. I think it's both.
There's a lot of confusion. Like, it's easy to get confused because, like, a lot of people are like, well, we're showing this on the current gen, but we're also going to do a next gen version. Board,
but we're not going to announce it yet.
Right. Yeah. So right. It gets very confusing on what's coming out for what when you're here at the show.
Like, even a simple game like a Disney Infinity is coming out for both, but the 360 and PS3 versions come out in August. So why would I wait until November, December to get a game that's coming out in August? Or will I be pissed if I do get the game in August, and now there's a better looking version of that game that's now out, and I'd have to buy everything all over again? You know, because you need that probably a Portal specific. I don't know if it's console.
That we forgot to mention earlier too, that the new Skylanders, it requires a new portal. So you can't use You have to get the starter kit, and there is a next gen version of it too. You have to get that portal no matter what though.
Yeah, but you would have to get you can't get a 360 your 360 portal will probably not work on your Xbox One.
Probably not.
I wouldn't think it would.
Yeah.
What else did we see?
I played some of Elder Scrolls Online.
Okay, yeah.
I don't want to play Elder Scrolls Online. It is exactly like every other MMO I've tried to play. Like, the combat is just not...
Doing it
It's just clunky.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're making this. It's still not for me.
Right.
How long have they been making this game? 5 years? Five?
Did you see anything more on that in there?
They showed like a little bit. They showed it. I'm pretty sure they showed the same, like they showed like part of a trailer that we saw last year. Didn't look new.
Not much going on in the Bethesda booth this year.
No.
It was just Wolfenstein and Elder Scrolls.
And Evil Within.
But that wasn't playable.
No.
All right. And then what did we do? Then we sort of walked over to the Xbox area to see if we could play Rise and Forza, but just couldn't. It was just still crowded. And even in the PlayStation booth too, still very crowded. We played Divekick.
We did play Divekick
at the PlayStation booth, which was a lot of fun. That's an indie game where it's just a two-button fighting game. It's very similar to Wrestle Jump if you've played that on iOS, but like a fighting game. And then we...
You tried out Batman on the Vita.
I tried out Batman on the Vita. It was a little disappointing.
What Batman?
The new Arkham whatever.
There's a Vita version?
But it's like 2D platforming. But there still has combat in it. But it just does not measure up to the full... Like, they're trying to do the same type of thing with the combat, with the counter moves and timing. It's not doing it for me. Then we went back to the Microsoft booth because we saw there was no line for the Rise, like theater demonstration and like walkthrough with the devs. So we sort of got into that one at last minute. And it looks better now that we know sort of what's going on and that it's not quick time events. It's actually just real combat and you're just doing button time. Not unlike what they do in Batman, but it just shows you what the button is you have to push.
That game looks good too.
It looks like, very good. The best facial animation.
I mean, as far as graphics, yeah.
Don't you think, like, facial animation?
I think, like, for the enemies, like this generation, we haven't seen enemies that look as detailed as what are in Rise. Like, they look like actual, like, people that you're fighting against.
That you're gonna kill.
They said that they do the facial motion cap on the enemies too, and usually they don't. They don't do that. And then, so when you kill the guy, that you should be able to see him, like, grimace.
Right. Like, I think that is one way that the next gen could, like, kind of set itself apart.
They're bringing out emotion in games. When you cut that guy's arms off, you're going to see the look on his face, his emotion. Know what I'm saying?
Yes. Emotion engine.
Yeah. So we saw that, and we saw how it worked with Smart Glass. That part didn't interest me too much. But I'm not as down on Rise as I was before, just from watching the press conference.
So do we want to do a quick final thoughts? What was your game of show, GPD?
Game of show is a tie, not a tie, it's Destiny, I think. Destiny seems like sort of the most ambitious title. It looks the most next gen. Yeah, it's the one I'm most looking forward to. The runner up is the Oculus Rift EVR, but doesn't really count because it's not really a game. But that one was cool and it made me interested in the Oculus Rift. That was my biggest surprise. Who wants to go next? Shipwreck?
I'll go next. I didn't get to sit in on Destiny, but I know just from what I saw from the press conference that's my most anticipated game.
Right.
Like, and EVR is great. I did play some of the new Super Mario Brothers too. I'm looking forward to that. The cat suits are cute.
Right.
But it is.
That's right. It has cats in it. You're sold.
Right. Right. All you need is cats. Wombat, best game?
Also Destiny. I think it's going to be a unanimous Destiny decision. I'm looking forward to that, but it's hard to get excited for a game that I'm not going to be able to play for a year.
That's sort of the problem with all these games is like very little of the next gen stuff is coming out this year that they've shown. And when a game is that far out, like, it still looks a little janky, and you can't judge it for being janky because it's got so much long left in development. So you have to try to guess what it's going to look like. It's just not fair, really.
That's why I'm like, well, I'm looking forward to Disney Infinity, Lego, Marvel, and Diablo 3 because I'm going to be able to play all those games this year.
Like, near term, I'm looking forward to Saints Row because that's coming out this summer.
That's another one.
But these other games, like, they're just so far out. Like, who knows if they're going to be out in a year.
It could be a different game by the time it comes out.
So, all right, well, I think that's probably our last audio boo for E3, and we'll do a full-on CADcast when we get back to our respective areas and combine all these audio boos on the end of that like we usually do. So thanks for listening, and we will talk to you later. Bye.